The news update for August 12, 2022 on this early morning Friday edition. Part 2, continuing on with the War Room with Owen Schroeder being the host. Broadcasting across Sirius XM satellite network as well as terrestrial satellite network. And we're on all podcasting platforms where you consume your content. Just simply type in the search bar or discover tab. Just type in top headlines, national and international news stories. You'll find us. Make sure you mark the favorite or the follow tab so you can get the newest ones when they appear in your queue. So you can watch the latest episodes as they become available. We do broadcasts this every day, sometimes special reports and extra stuff. So it's important to always stay attuned and connected with us. So get the news out to you. The voice of freedom of one of the last Sebastians of one left. Let's get to it, folks. Get back to Owen Schroeder here in the War Room, Hour 2.
Burn cities to the ground in 2020. You burn cities to the ground in 2016. You burn cities to the ground in 2018. You did that. You murdered police. You called for the murder of police. You bailed out the terrorists. You lied about your political opposition. You sent provocateurs out on January 6th. You stole an election. You censored people. I'm damn sick and tired of a group of terrorists pointing a finger at us, the peaceful people, saying we're the terrorists. I'm sick and damn tired of it. But let me just, I'm sorry, let me just take a deep breath here. That's what they want. They want me to get upset. They want me to get angry and start yelling because I'm just a real person that doesn't like being lied to and doesn't like government corruption. So here's where it's going, folks. ABC News, authorities monitoring online threats following FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid. ABC News guests suggest Americans' anger over Trump raid are neo-Nazis because Merrick Garland is Jewish. I didn't know Merrick Garland was Jewish, but oh, okay. But oh, when a Trump supporter's Jewish and they attack him, that's not anti-Semitic, though. No. Of course not. That only goes one way. And then again, you have federal agents out there saying, giving the command, watch online threats to federal agents. So this is clearly an attempt at a self-fulfilling prophecy. They are trying to provoke us into violence. We cannot play on their rules on this. They want to provoke us into violence right now, folks. That's what they're doing. Joe and Hunter Biden hop off on a plane to go to vacation while they raid Mar-a-Lago, imprison January 6th defendants. I mean, they are trying to get us to respond. They're flicking us in the back of the ear. They're hitting us with spitballs. They're giving us wet willies. They're kicking the back of our chair. They're petulant tyrants. So here's their next move, folks, and we cannot fall into this trap because I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting at this desk, with a black shirt on and a gold pocket square, I'm telling you right now what their next move is. And so take this warning. They are going to start claiming that you're a terrorist if you say anything negative about the FBI, if you say anything negative about Merrick Garland or Chris Wray, and they're going to start compiling. They're already doing this, but they're just announcing it. They're going to start compiling lists of anybody who says anything negative about the feds, and you're now going to be put on a terror watch list. And if they get the response they want from this, they're going to come to your house and they are going to charge you. That's their plan. That's what they're doing. It's so clear. It's so obvious. It's like getting smacked in the face with a 2x4, folks. That is their plan. Do not fall for it. I understand your frustration. I understand the primal instincts and urges. Do not fall into the trap. This is a deep state trap. They want to provoke you into violence so that they can arrest you, imprison you, disappear you forever. That's what they're doing. Don't do it. Now, at no point in time did I say don't engage in your right to free speech. But I'm telling you right now, they are cataloging every social media post, every public statement that they can catalog for future evidence when they provocateur the big false flag, when they provocateur some big violent act against a federal agency, they're going to have all that data cataloged, and they're going to issue thousands of new charges just like they did January 6th. Do not play into their hand. Do not fall into the trap. I understand the intellectual arguments that are made on how we need to deal with this government corruption. I understand the history of how this is dealt with. But we have to understand, we're not on our playing field, folks. We're on a playing field that is set with traps, booby traps, wires, fallout holes.
Mines.
I mean, so do not step into their trap. I am telling you right now. They're telling you what they're doing. They're telling you, you make a social media post negative about the federal government, you're getting put on a terror watch list. And as soon as they get their big act of violence, they're going to clamp down harder than you've ever seen. Do not give them the excuse. Do not give them the excuse. All right. I need to try to move on here. But Tyler Nixon is going to have plenty to say on this matter from another legal perspective when we come back. But ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even plug this hour. I'm not doing my job. So please pick up the slack for me. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a great product like the toothpaste. Everybody brushes their teeth. We've got the best toothpaste, folks. Why not get the best toothpaste on? Francis O'Rourke is one of the biggest jerks in human history and a jackass. And if he becomes the governor of Texas, folks, I'm telling you right now, just, I don't know if I'll be, I don't know if I'm staying in Texas if that happens. Oh, liberals will, woohoo, we got rid of him. Yeah, and guess what? Texas will become like California, and you liberals will leave too. Just like you fled California, just like you fled New York, just like you're fleeing Illinois. Every other state where a Democrat takes over, it gets destroyed. Because the left-wing ideology is the destroyer of civilization, the destroyer of worlds. Communists love the idea of, hey, everybody just buy in. Let's all get along. And if you're not, we're going to kill you. Oh, but they don't want you to have a gun. So here's fake Beto O'Rourke today or yesterday on a campaign event. He thinks he got a big zinger here. No, you didn't, O'Rourke. You're another lying fraud. We caught you red-handed. But here's O'Rourke cursing at an individual as he's doing a campaign speech here in Texas yesterday.
Listen to this, folks.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased.
Now imagine, pause it real quick. Now imagine, this whole everything he's saying right now is just caked in a veil of lies. There was a stand down for 2 hours in the building, and it was a good guy with a gun, not law enforcement, a citizen with a gun that stopped the shooting and saved lives. But see, he's going to conveniently leave that out because it's all about demonizing the guns because they want to take your guns. Because why don't slave owners want the slaves to have guns? Who owns slaves? Democrats. Who was the KKK? Democrats. Who's trying to take your guns? Democrats. But okay, here comes the point where Beto actually embarrasses himself, even though the left will think this is a victory. It's not. I'll explain why in a second. But here's where he's about to embarrass himself.
Not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but follow the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one.
Oh, but pause it, because see, here he goes. Here he is lying by omission again. He was already known to feds. He was already known to have violent criminal tendencies. He was chocked up on a bunch of psychotropic drugs prescribed to him. So, actually, you're not being honest there, are you, Beto? This wasn't just some random guy that got a gun because of the law. The feds stood down. They knew he was a threat. They stood down. And then he went into the school, and then the local police stood down. Now, you might want to ask, what's going on with that? No, Beto just says, take your guns. But okay, here's the big moment right now.
That says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
Oh, wow. All right, there you go. Oh, it's funny, he says. It's funny to you, MF-er. So wait a second. Beto O'Rourke says school shootings are not funny, right?
Yeah.
Beto O'Rourke says school shootings are not funny. That's odd because I remember a press conference that Beto did in 2020 after a mass school shooting that went like this.
It's a lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
Hey, Beto O'Rourke, do you think school shootings are funny, motherfucker? That's odd. Should we play it again? Guys, let's play it again, because Beto O'Rourke seems to think mass shootings are funny. Here, let's see. Beto, do you think mass shootings are funny?
It's a lot of injury, a lot of suffering in El Paso right now. I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
Wow. That's ironic. Beto O'Rourke thinks mass shootings are funny. Thanks, Beto.
If you say Alex Jones crazy,
joins me. I know he's rearing to go in response to the Mar-a-Lago raid. So Tyler, why don't you just first kind of get some of the old dusty skeletons out of your closet as far as your responses to Mar-a-Lago out of the gates, and then I'm sure there's been kind of a developmental process here with the recent move made by the FBI to claim victim on this whole deal.
Well, first of all, you know, can never have too much super male vitality. Let me just say that up front. And it's good to be with you, Owen. I'm coming to you from Brandon Falls, Delaware, actually.
That's Beach beautiful. Here. It's on the Google Maps, right where he fell on his bike.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to do a field report from there over the weekend,
yes,
or possibly on Monday.
Yeah.
It was beautiful here in Rehoboth Beach for, the last, I say, maybe 10 days. And then yesterday, just this torrential rains, you know, just came in. And I'm sure it was, Biden, I imagine it coincided with his arrival. Just let it rain, let the skies, the heavens open up and piss on that guy. He is just, I mean, this raid, it's, I find it funny because Roger Stone, and don't tell me they don't listen to Roger Stone, for the last 4 years, roughly, has been talking about how 29, SWAT-clad FBI agents raided his house in Fort Lauderdale. Did you notice that it was 30 agents? Like, they had to up the ante by one for the Mar-a-Lago raid.
And next
raid.
It'll be so 31, yeah.
Oh, 31. Okay, so plus two. But either way,
I'm saying the next one will be 31.
Exactly. No. Yeah, no, this whole thing, it's funny. You're just hitting on the theme. I was thinking about all afternoon, like, you know, what's the big picture here? And you're really hitting on all cylinders, Owen. The fact of that these people are not as intelligent. Frankly, I think it comes down to this. There's a couple things. First of all, I think the sort of standard these days has become when Democrats commit crimes, it's just politics. When Republicans do politics, it's crime. And that's basically been the Justice Department's operating standard. But moreover, you know, the thing is, these people, they don't read, they don't pay attention to who their actual opponents are, to who it is they're actually, mischaracterizing, who it is they're defaming, who it is they're trying to create straw men out of. We, on the other hand, as libertarians, as conservatives, as patriots, we know and want to know who these enemies of freedom are, and we study them carefully, and we listen to what they have to say, and we take them as they are, and frankly, I think in many ways, overestimate them, and I hope that's the case in the long term. In other words, there are a lot of sound and fury, but ultimately, they're not as organized. They're diabolical, they're ruthless, but they're not as intelligent, they're not as thought out as I think people give credit for. When you think of a conspiracy theory, that the supposed conspiracy theories and these plots and these cabals that are real. You know, it's funny because last night I was listening to Charlie Kirk's radio show, just happenstance was in the car, and Charlie's a pretty mainstream kind of guy. I mean, he was not exactly a fire breathing you know, sort of realist about what the government is. I think for years he sort of, you know, wanted to believe there was redeemability in it. But last night he was going on about MK Ultra, about Mockingbird, and I was like, testify, brother. I mean, for those of us who've been talking about this for upwards of 20 years, and Alex, you know, being the original, I mean, the
let me just kind of pause you right there, because you're hitting on a key topic that I wanted to cover today anyway. And it's funny because they're publishing all kinds of stories today, quoting me. If you look at Fox News, looks more like InfoWars than ever before. There's all these stories out there quoting me because I said that now. And I think they're doing that as a warning to Fox News, quite frankly. I don't think they're trying to bolster InfoWars or anything. I think that's a warning to Fox News, like, hey, you start to sound like InfoWars, you're going to have the same fate, banned everywhere, sued into oblivion. But you bring up Charlie Kirk. Now, I've seen Charlie Kirk a few times. He always acts like he has no idea who I am. And maybe he doesn't, and that's fine. I've tried to introduce myself to him multiple times. He's got a whole team of handlers that shuffle him away, make sure he doesn't meet me, shake my hand, anything. And that happened at CPAC right before they kicked me out.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Just two years ago.
Remember, I was challenged. We had a whole group, Charlie Kirk on InfoWars. We were trying to have fun, and he had a bunch of stooges escort him out. Yeah. Now, having said that, yes, Fox News has sounded more like InfoWars than ever before. Yeah, there's Charlie Kirk snubbing me. Before his people right there, you can see them telling him he's got to leave because you're not allowed to talk to InfoWars. And so, but that's fine. The fact that Conservative Inc., the fact that milquetoast conservatives, the fact that mainstream Republicans who would never squish a grape in a fruit fight are finally like opening their eyes, getting out of the slumber, and they quote me too, the reinforcements are arriving. They say them in all these stories. I mean, that's what's going on. They finally realize this is the InfoWars-ication of the media, and it's not, you know, they'll try to mischaracterize it. It's they're finally talking the truth. It's no longer InfoWars next year's news today. It's, okay, we're all going to be the news today. So good for Charlie Cook. Good for everybody else out there. And I'm glad Charlie Cook had Alex on his show.
Now, I'm all about redemption, the prodigal son. You know, welcome to the fold. Welcome to the truth. I mean, it takes a little people a little longer. You know, they have interests to protect. But, you know, the fact is reality is making, you know, what we've been talking about, you've been talking about for at least 10 years, I guess. I've been certainly talking about for probably 30 or more since I first, my first campaign in 1984, I was 12 years old, was working against Joe Biden. So I know this guy, I mean, it's you have to understand what kind of nightmare it is for me personally and for a lot of people in Delaware who've had to live with this clown for 36 years as U.S. Senator. Just an embarrassment, a complete fraud. And we know he's a fraud, you know, because we've had to live with his pomposity and his arrogance and his blowhardness and his opportunism and his complete neglect.
Let's bring it back to Mar-a-Lago, because I want to get your original response here. We got 2.5 minutes left. Give me your first initial response right now to Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
And then in the next segment, let's kind of get what you think the next development is.
I don't think it's which everybody's, oh, they must be going after something really big because they're shading it behind this record. No. They are desperate to find anything they can, just like they did with Roger Stone. They burst in there, number one, to see if they could find anything. You know, I mean, that's how desperate they are. And number two, intimidation, to show, it's a show of force. It is the biggest miscalculation. I mean, they have really, I'm just shocked that they, but you know, I'm not shocked, but in a sense, it shows their desperation, and that's a good thing. It's a dangerous thing, but at the same time, it shows that things are coming unraveled for them, and they're becoming very desperate. And I think it is leading towards Mark Elias, you know, the criminal posing as an election attorney who engineered one of the engineers of the 2020 election steal. Just said it outright. Oh, the big story is you know, lacking in how, you know, a felony conviction of Trump, even for some process nonsense, would supposedly exclude him from running for president. And we can get to, you know, I have some thoughts on that. And I think, you know, they're going to be sorely mistaken.
Well, even Elias had to come and admit that he was basically wrong. I mean, he had a follow-up tweet that said, yeah, okay, that's probably not going to happen because of the Constitution.
Not that they don't want it to.
But he showed what they want.
Well, ultimately, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. They don't care what the Constitution says. And they have certainly enough federal district court judges in D.C. and juries who will, you know, just hand out whatever sort of arbitrary dictates they won. I mean, this is, this is the star chamber of the swamp. And let me tell you something. If there is any move to exclude Donald Trump from the ballot by way of any kind of criminal conviction, any kind of federal anything, you bet your ass the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn that almost on an emergency basis, and instantly, either if anything was done to remove him from the ballot, will restore his candidacy and his full ability, whatever they had used, and will absolutely spike these people. And I think you will see that from this Supreme Court. They sat back in 2020. They're not going to do it again.
I tend to agree, and I think that, I mean, we might sit here and say, wow, the raid of Mar-a-Lago was such a miserable failure for them. They're not going to double down by indicting Trump. I don't think they have a choice. I think the decision's already been made.
They don't make these moves idly. And the fact that you have Garland, I'd rather listen to Judy Garland than Merrick Garland. I will say,
I mean,
again,
what a nothing. I mean, seriously, what if he was going to be on the Supreme Court? I think he's dumber than Judge Brown Jackson.
So many people over the years.
When Donald Trump re-enters the White House, and the crowd's going to go wild. And he's going to raise hell. Oh, my goodness, Tyler. Tyler Nixon with us here. So, Tyler, here's where I see it going based on our experience dealing with the deep state, some of their latest moves and some of the signs that they've kind of given us, some of the hints. They obviously want to stoke violence amongst Trump supporters so that they can have their next January 6th Reichstag false flag moment. And I think this time they're going to try to do it in the digital realm where with January 6th, oh, you were just in D.C., you wove a flag, you took a selfie, whatever, you're going to face all these crimes, time in prison and everything. Now I think they want to use this deal to basically translate that to the internet. Ooh, you were on Twitter and said something bad about the feds. You were on Facebook. You were on YouTube. You were on this, and you said something negative about the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. You're a terrorist. We're coming after you with charges now. But they need to get the violent event to get that next level of their plan. That's why I'm telling people, folks, we cannot fall into that trap. That's where I see this going, Tyler. What about you?
I think you're right. But the thing is, again, they won't have to do it, because they'll have the social media, the big tech fascists do it for them. It'll be, you can't post anything that says anything adverse about the FBI or that even mentions the Trump case, as it may be, or Mar-a-Lago or any of this. It'll be the same as the Hunter Biden story in reverse. You won't be able to mention any of the truths about what the rigging of this entire process, the double standards. I mean, it's truly disgusting that Merrick Garland could stand there and talk about fear or favor and these invented little standards that they claim to adhere to, and the signing off on the warrant and the predicates, and they enforce the law equally, and they have respect for the rule of law, while the son of the president is literally on film over multiple years in a crime spree that almost covers just about every single possible crime you could think of except murder. I mean, literally, this
that
man.
We know of.
Exactly. I mean, I've known Hunt Biden for, I don't know, 35 years, something like that. And it's like, I don't even see this as someone I even know. I mean, it's just like, it's not even the same person anymore. But I mean, my God, like, this is just, it's lunacy. And here's the thing, though. First of all, this idea that they're going to play victim, that they're going to say, I just sensed right away that they're going to say, because you feel it within, you feel like these bastards, I mean, they really, they're going to piss the wrong people off, and it's going to go too far. But I think, again, on our side of the equation, we have sized up these people, and they're not worth, frankly, and like you said, we learned the lessons. I mean, I think the people have learned the lessons not to be drawn in by their antagonism, their instigation, which has been nonstop. Everything they do is designed to antagonize, to instigate, to provoke us. And, they want that pretext. And the more you don't give it to them, the more insane they get. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no time in history really where, when gangsters, say, for example, the FBI fears from gangsters, they fear from criminal, underworld, like a Giuliani would probably have been threatened by the mafia. That's when they're doing their job, and that's when they're doing justice. When they fear supposedly from the citizenry, that means they're instigating and they're perpetrating tyranny. And they should give that. I mean, Merrick Garland and his ilk and Ray should take pause of the fact that they have regular citizens up in arms at how absolutely out of control and just inexplicably, the Machiavellian machinations going on at this is just, and this thing that started under, I guess it was roughly the Bush administration about, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation. My ass, that's BS. That is nonsense. That has been the biggest smokescreen that has been used and used and used over and over and over to cover up their crimes, to cover up their cover-ups, frankly. And I'm going to tell you, here's the thing. Again, I think we overestimate them in many ways as being more intelligent, just because they hold the levers of power and they're willing to use force to some extent. Whereas they absolutely underestimate us. They view us as a bunch of mouth-breathing, troglodytes, like that are just sort of Trump occultists and all this. They don't realize how clever, how thoughtful, how studious and studious people are on the American right, and how they are at another level because they've been held to a higher standard than anybody else in American politics. They're constantly accused of things which we're not in any of the slightest bit guilty, racism, all this. So it keeps us on our toes. It has sharpened our game. And whereas they're just dullards, they are just fat, torpid, literally have been riding this wave of insulation, and especially since the media with its various propaganda thugs have sort of just, formed this cordon around them. I mean, that's probably the most clever you'll see out of any of them.
Well, and let me put the two things that you just said into perspective. First, your previous comments, I'll put it into perspective with an iconic statement from, I believe it was Thomas Jefferson, quotable. When the government fears the people, there's freedom. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. I mean, that's the crossroads we're at right now. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's freedom. So what do we want, folks? Do we want a government in fear of us, or do we want to be in fear of the government? I mean, that's the choice we have to make. And then the other comment you made about how they're all dullards. There was a video that went totally viral. You may have seen it. There's a Trump protester outside of Trump Tower in New York. Reporter goes up and asks him, hey, what are you doing here? And he's like, I have no idea. I'm just a dumb liberal. And, I mean, here's the thing. I feel that I've already proven beyond any reasonable doubt how stupid liberals are, specifically the anti-Trump protesters. I mean, there's literally hundreds of hours of footage of me doing this. Of course, it's all banned all over the internet, so I'm not allowed to get 5 million views from my hundreds of hours of showing how stupid liberals are. But hey, I'm glad Newsmax could go out there and get a 20-second clip that gets 5 million views. That's good. So, but that's what I'm saying, like, it's all there. Everything we've already known, everything we've already understood, it's now right there in front of us.
Yeah, their entire belief set is a Potemkin village. It's just a front. It has nothing behind it. I mean, literally, these people are making the most wild and, frankly, extreme accusations against public officials and everybody who follows them. And you ask them the first question, and they cannot come up with a single detail or fact or anything to back that up. I mean, that is just – whereas I know that if you stopped any just even moderately informed conservative, libertarian, right-wing or whatever you want to call, patriot, they will chapter and verse the Constitution, the current political climate, the crimes and perfidy and corruption of the current administration, and as well as historically how it grew. I mean, chapter and verse. And, this is from having studied it and having listened to our opponents, listened to our adversaries, not from being brainwashed and epistemically closing our minds, saying, that's it. This is the ideology. I mean, these people are the most shallow. They're basically operators. They're transactional mercenaries.
They're conformists.
They're either conformists or they're control freaks or they're political opportunists. And it really speaks so poorly, unfortunately, of the electoral system and what what the so-called Democrats have done to democracy. The fact that we have elected so many people who are just absolutely
and I'm not a guy that takes
idiots.
Up like a voting rights thing as an issue, but it's like, I mean, I have to sit here as a thinking person, as a smart person, and say, wow, maybe some people shouldn't be allowed to vote.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
That's my sound guy's hand right there. Very important right there, that hand. We've got to protect those hands at all costs. We should probably have an insurance policy on those hands. Folks, that's the great crew that works here when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We need them. I need them. I think about how I wouldn't even be able to do the show without them, quite frankly. But I want to get one last comment here from Tyler Nixon before we let him go and cover the rest of the news. Tyler, it's, you know, we're not even fully through the week. We're almost, though, to Friday here. I mean, just what do you think from the developments this week, from the Mar-a-Lago raid to the Garland admittance that they do go after their political opposition. Where do you see it right now? Where do you see things standing politically?
I think that they know that they didn't win in 2020 in that election, and that they know that if Trump runs again, he is going to win again, and that they have no choice but to attempt to do everything they can to knock him out of the election somehow, and whether that be by creating this false fog of suspicion around him because they think everybody's so stupid and is going to keep falling for their false flags, their staged, you know, their persecutions. But they don't have a choice, which, you know, I think warms my heart because it means they're desperate and they're approaching the end and they're really, you know, running. I mean, they're exposed at this point and, you know, they can't pull these back channel games anymore. They've used all their tricks. I mean, it's just like their ideology. What do they have left except just, we want control, we want power, and we're going to do anything we can to keep it. I mean, there's no more of this like pie in the sky talk of being for the working people or being, you know, humanitarians. I mean, the most they can say, climate change. I mean, and that's not even for human beings. I mean, it's literally just they're worshiping an inert thing. And, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I think it's beautiful to see normal people, regular people, catching on to how exposed they are. And there's no going back. There's no, you can't unring the bell. The people see what's going on. And frankly, you know, I know that when Roger was arrested, there were people who were, and this happened to me actually, believe it or not, I was one of the original Biden crime family victims when they raided my law office and, you know, for some pot and basically shut down my life and career back in 2011 or 2010. And let me tell you something. People came to me just as they came to me about Roger and said, you know, I don't agree with you politically, but what was done to you was absolutely crap. You know, this was injustice and this was abuse of power. And, you know, people don't sort of get over that when they see that that corruption's there, when they see President Trump has been done wrong. And they're like, why are they going after this man? I mean, and for what? And why are they breaking all sorts of precedents when all they ever talk about is, oh, the traditions and, you know, it's unprecedented. Just like they talk about, you know, we're going to lose our democracy. You know what? Your democracy, Nancy Pelosi, your democracy, Hillary Clinton. And I don't think that word has the same meaning that it does for the rest of us, you know. And yeah, you're going to lose what you have, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to be brilliant and spectacular because, you know, we have the righteousness behind us. It may get ugly. Some people are going to get hurt. But I think ultimately we have the restraint enough not to use force where they can't help themselves but to do so. And if we keep that attitude, and I would urge everybody, get involved in your elections locally. Don't worry. I mean, if there's anything else you can do, become an election judge, become a precinct judge, anything you can do to get eyes on the ballots and on the process. Because the Democrats are thieves and liars, and they will do anything they can to steal this election just like they have, you know, and from time immemorial. And so the more we have pressure on them, it's the margins with the tidal wave. We're going to take Congress back, and absolutely just it's going to put a stop to these people. It's going to halt them at least. And then we're going to start rolling it back when we get either Trump or DeSantis or somebody in the White House in 2024.
Yeah, I agree. The election integrity issue is key. And folks, get out there. Make them block the windows again. Make them put up boards so nobody can see what they're doing. I mean, let's expose these people for what they're doing again. Yeah. And the more we do it, the more people will wake up, the closer we get to victory. Tyler Nixon.
Before the election. Thank you.
Yep. Tyler, thank you for joining us.
Have a great weekend.
All right, there goes Tyler Nixon. Let me just try to cover something, explain something, and pay some bills around here. So, it's funny, folks. Everybody loves to watch InfoWars. The haters, the lovers, the people that act like we don't exist. And so, I was filling in for Alex today, and I kind of just want to give a brief backstory about something, too, because it's just true. Our products are so great. I have problems with insomnia. I have for a long time. And if it wasn't for InfoWars Down and Out, I would still be suffering deeply from serious insomnia problems. And so I was having some insomnia last night. And it's just like, you know, once your mind gets going, it's like a runaway train. So I didn't get much sleep last night. And I got a call early this morning. Hey, you're going to have to host the Jones Show at 11. And so I basically had to kick it on to full gear with like an hour of sleep. And I hit the Turbo Force, which sadly I think is sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but I hit the Brain Force Ultra. So the products at InfoWarsStore.com are the real deal. Now, sadly, I think every product I just plugged might be sold out. So this isn't really a good plug. I'm just telling you the products are truly game-changing, truly life-saving. We do have knockout sleep support at InfoWarsStore.com, but there's plenty available. But I'm just giving kind of a background here because it's funny when I can, if I come on air and I'm like worn down or tired and I can control kind of like my heart rate, I'm usually a lot better. And so it's kind of a weird anomaly, but I'm hosting the Jones Show basically on no sleep. I've got this chemical scar on my eye. When I don't sleep, it flares up. It's one of the most painful things that I'm dealing with. So I'm kind of lethargic this morning, but I guess I was really good hosting the Jones Show because immediately after a segment, it was like segment number two, it was right out of the gates, where I was saying InfoWars or Fox News is sounding more like InfoWars than ever before. Stories all over the internet, headlines like this at The Wrap: Fox News sounds more like InfoWars than ever before, InfoWars host says. Media Matters, I mean, same headlines all over the internet, these same headlines quoting me. And it's funny. They get to take out the clips and upload them on Twitter. They get to take out the clips and put them on YouTube and everything. I'm not allowed to, but they get to do it. So they get to publish our content all the time, but we're not allowed to. Now, why am I telling you this? Because they know that we've now hit the fulcrum point, and they know that if ever before, now InfoWars is controlling the narrative more than ever before. And that angers them. So I believe that Media Matters and others are publishing this story today as a warning to Fox News, saying if you start to sound like InfoWars, we're going to do what we've done to them to you. We're going to erase you off the internet and we're going to sue you into oblivion. And they're already threatening it. But let me tell you, they don't want, I mean, the biggest platform for conservatives is Fox News. Whether you like it or not, it's just true. Tens of millions of audience members, and Tucker Carlson is the number one rated TV show. They know, folks, there's more, Fox News gets more nightly viewers than CNN, MSNBC, ABC Nightly News, all of them combined. Fox News out gets more viewers than all of them combined. They know that. And if Fox News starts sounding like InfoWars, and if Fox News audience starts getting caught up like the InfoWars audience is, they know it's game over. They know it. And so the fact that they're so panicked over that they publish all these stories saying Fox News sounds like InfoWars, they know the cat's out of the bag. See, you thought you destroyed us. You thought you destroyed us, didn't you? You didn't. We're more powerful than ever. And now you've realized it, so you've got to threaten everybody else that's starting to follow the footprints in the sand that InfoWars leaves behind. So now you've got to warn everybody else out there, you better not go down the route InfoWars goes down, or you'll be censored, you'll be attacked, you'll be persecuted, you'll be imprisoned, and you'll be sued into oblivion. So believe me, that's a warning. They're warning people right now with this story that they published. Look at that. They published at 11 a.m., folks, right after I said it. They're panicked because Americans are waking up faster than ever before.
So many people over the years have walked.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Let me give you a couple quick programming notes here, and I'll get back to the news coverage. So, I did an interview last night. It's in the can right now. It's taped to air. It's about an hour long. We're going to, you know what, I was going to air 10 minutes of that. I'm not sure if I'm going to. We're going to see if I can get through all the news. I may air 10 minutes of that, but be on the lookout for that at band.video either tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday morning. It's going to go up. You're not going to want to miss it. And what I think I'm going to do, in fact, I know I'm going to do it tomorrow, is Christy Lee will be hosting the War Room. I'll be filling in for Alex. And I think what I want to do, because that video of the libtard in front of Trump Tower got 5+ million views on Twitter, I think I'm going to go into the deep archives, because we tend to forget a lot of the audience is new audience members that haven't been tuned in for more than maybe 2 or 3 years. So you may not have seen the original content when I first started at InfoWars that I can't even get anymore, because, I mean, you see, when I go out to these leftist events, it's just I immediately get assaulted, I get attacked, I get spit on, I get punched, I get my equipment ripped out of my hands. And so, and I can't file charges. I get death threatened. I get spit on. I get punched, everything. Can't even file charges. So it's like I kind of have to retire from doing that. So when I see, it's like, I don't even know how to explain it, really. It's like I've had this ability removed from me. I can't do it. And it's like an itch I can't scratch. But now somebody else scratches it, and it feels good. So I want to see more of it. And that was a 20-second clip. I mean, these libtards, you interview any one of them and you'll have hundreds of hours of content like I had. So tomorrow in the final hour of the War Room, we're going to dig deep into the Owen Schroyer archives. And if you think that libtard getting schooled on a live interview, if you think that is groundbreaking, wait till you see what I was up to in the year 2016 and 17. Wait till you see it if you haven't seen it. And by the way, it's all banned. It's all banned. You're not allowed to see it. All my stuff banned from YouTube, banned from Facebook, banned from Twitter. All my viral videos, all of it, all gone. But we're going to dig deep into that archive. It's going to take a little work here from the crew, but that's okay. And we're going to air it, an hour's worth of it, tomorrow in the final segment of the week on the War Room tomorrow. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, if you think that libtard out front of Trump Tower was bad, wait till you see the compilations. And it's just going to be like not even like 1% of what we could do. But, you know, I only got an hour to fill. So we're going to do that tomorrow. And then keep an eye out for the full interview with myself and Kevin Slayton. If I don't air some of it today, we'll definitely have it up by Saturday morning at the latest. It's going to be one you don't want to miss. And, of course, folks, don't forget to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Supermail Vitality back in stock and 25% off. Comes highly recommended from myself. Supermail Vitality, 25% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Digging into the news that I have on my desk. So NPR and the CDC and everybody's announcing, I didn't even know any. There were COVID-19 regulations. Apparently, were still in existence, but now they're ending them. New COVID-19 guidance from CDC focuses on individual decisions. You mean freedom? Wow, what a noble concept! And it just basically says you can do what you want now. Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. I guess they call that the Biden rule. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Oh, we all get to be free? Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. Oh, what, like the flu or the cold? It's no longer recommended to screen those without symptoms. I guess the tests were not working very well. And so there you go. CDC says it's all good now. It's basically just the flu, just like it was the entire time. Now, of course, they're still pushing the vaccines. They just did a study in Thailand, folks. It's not good. It just further confirms what we already knew.
Right.
Vaccine myocarditis update from Thailand. And this is from Dr. Anish Koka. Anish Koka MD Substack. And it just shows basically how, I mean, it's what we already knew. It's just more studies focusing directly on the myocarditis. And it shows the mRNA vaccine, specifically the COVID-19 vaccines, give you basically a 40-to-1, let's say, I'm not the best at reading these studies, but basically if you had a 40-to-1 shot at myocarditis, you take this vaccine, you now got a 2-to-1 shot. And so think about this. You've now had all of these independent studies into the COVID-19 vaccine proving it's deadly, proving it's ineffective, not safe, all of it. And they still push it. But worse off is that they claim it's safe and effective. They don't even do the studies. And then when independent studies are done, it's like, wow, this is shocking. This is horrifying. This vaccine is killing people. So just another study, the vaccine, not only not safe, not effective, it's deadly. Deadly. Now, was that the case for this poor young boy at Clayton Valley High School? 12-year-old Clayton middle schooler, I'm sorry. Oh, man. 12-year-old Clayton middle schooler dies following youth football practice due to severe medical emergency. But they're saying he wasn't even playing football. He wasn't even in pads at the time. He was just at the practice facility, not even playing. So you know what people are thinking with that. Now, here's a shocking phone call, guys. Do we have the phone call here? Is clip 20 ready to go? There was a phone call that was recorded where a pharmacist is on the phone after a child gets the vaccine and has myocarditis. Here it is.
The crazy guy called you and said his kid's life is ruined because of what you did a few days ago. Do you or will you? You are sick. You are sick. You are twisted. You are evil. You're a monster. You're wrecking lives. You're killing babies. You're killing children. You're killing mothers. You're disgusting. Totally disgusting. Do you not see that? You need to at least tell them this can go wrong. Because when you don't, this happens. Don't you see that? Are you so stupid? You murdering bitch. And you're going to continue to do it. Oh, I don't make that. You moron. You are sick in the brain. You're mentally retarded.
Wait till people find out what's been done to them, folks. It's going to sound a lot like that. That's a father whose son was recommended to get the COVID vaccine, went and got it, now has myocarditis, will have heart problems the rest of his life, probably shorten his life. Wait till people find out what's been done to them with that vaccine. That's righteous anger from a father who had his son vaccine injured from a pharmacist that doesn't give a damn. Folks, when people find out what's been done to them with this vaccine, all hell is going to break loose. And it's, I mean, what are we at now? 40,000 dead from the vaccine in America that we know of? 40,000. They lied to you about COVID. They lied to you about the vaccines. And still nobody in jail. So they'll get away with it. And they'll keep getting away with it till somebody gets arrested. Ashton Kutcher says he is lucky to be alive after battling vasculitis. That's right. It's exactly what you think it is. An autoimmune disease that inflames the blood vessels. And he claims he almost died last year dealing with it. Now, this is something that they say he's had his entire life, and I'm sure that that is true. But that mRNA COVID vaccine would certainly not do Ashton Kutcher any favors for his vasculitis if he got the vaccine, which I'm assuming he did, but I don't know that. That information might be available. But either way, the COVID-19 vaccine is not safe. It's not effective. It's killed at least 40,000 people thus far that we know of just in the United States. People need to be investigated and criminally charged for this crime against humanity. All right, people are saying maybe there's hope for the younger generations after this video goes viral. This is a young former feminist. She can't be much older than maybe 18 years old or so. And she was indoctrinated by the feminist movement, and she snapped out of her trance and did a viral video on why she no longer is a feminist.
Feminism is a scam. A few years ago, I was an angry, blue-haired feminist. I once believed that male privilege was real and that I was a victim of the wage gap. Now that I understand the true motives of feminism, I know that this could not be further from the truth and that modern-day feminism is a war on true masculinity. Before women had the right to vote, most were stay-at-home wives, which meant they weren't working jobs and couldn't be taxed. Our overlords didn't like that. Rockefeller started funding feminist campaigns in media, and as a consequence of the movement, women started entering the workforce and leaving the home. Children would then be separated from their parents and sent to Rockefeller-funded schools to be indoctrinated by the state. All of this ultimately disrupting the family unit at its core. Feminism is defined as the belief in social, economic, and political equality of the sexes. But in the West, I must ask, what rights do men have that women don't? Modern feminists are convincing women that hookup culture, using hormonal birth control, and not shaving is liberation. That toxic masculinity is prevalent and the patriarchy must be dismantled. Through movies and media, we're taught that working for the man, climbing the corporate ladder, and paying tax is more empowering and valuable than raising the next generation. Women have lost touch with our natural loving instincts, and birth rates are plummeting. Men and women are not the same. And by protesting for equality of outcome rather than opportunity, feminists are demonizing and emasculating men.
So there you go. And I think this is going to be a major trend that we see in the youth. Not just out of a rebellious stage, but that's going to be a factor in it. But it's going to be more just of an intellectual thing that ties into the rebellious phase, I think, where they realize we've been lied to by the establishment. We've been lied to about communism. We've been lied to about capitalism. We've been lied to about feminism. We've been lied to about America. We've been lied to about history. And I really think it's going to be the problem is, it's going to further the chasm and the divide between the left and the right. And so the offspring of radical leftists that indoctrinate and train their kids to be radical leftists, I mean, they're basically just going to be total mental basket cases, total mental illness cases, and barely even able to function, quite frankly. And they'll probably be so dosed up with vaccines, most of them won't even live past 30 because their hearts will be blown out. And I really see a time, if the trend continues, where it's almost going to be like two different species of children that were raised with conservative values, American values, and actually raised right to have an intellect and a spirit that can think freely and a soul and a moral compass. And then you're going to have the people that are raised left, and they're just going to be total basket cases, totally mentally ill, won't even be able to do basic, educational practices, math, reading, writing, anything. And it's going to be such a chasm. It's going to be like unrecognizable. That's if this continues. But see, a lot of people are waking up to it. A lot of people are realizing they've been sold a bill of goods. And I think the feminist movement dying is going to be one of the greatest things to ever happen to this country. Or better yet, the feminist movement becoming an actual feminist movement that calls for femininity and calls for women to embrace traditional roles of being a wife, being a mother, being a home caretaker, embracing it, loving it, and raising the next generation. That's true feminism. That's true feminism. But now that the feminist movement has gone so insane that men are women, and it's such a confusing and baffling thing at this time, I think young girls are realizing they've been lied to. And it's so funny because you see all these, it's like women constantly complaining about having a career, but they're feminists. They're feminists. Like Serena Williams retires and complains that she had to sacrifice her family life for having a career. Well, you wanted that. That's feminism. So, I mean, what are you complaining? So, as Donald Trump has his private residence is raided, as Trump supporters are being politically persecuted and imprisoned, the Democrats are living their life of crime lavishly right out in the public eye. Like Nancy Pelosi taking her son that has business interests in China in Taiwan on the trip with her. A reporter asked why. It was an innocent enough explanation from Nancy.
There are some reports that your son was on this trip with you.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. His role was to be my escort. Usually, we invited spouses. Not all could come, but I had him come, and I was very proud that he was there, and I'm thrilled, and it was nice for me. No, he did not. Of course he did not.
Oh, of course he did not. I trust Nancy Pelosi. She's not a lying sack. She doesn't look like a reanimated corpse.
From the dead.
She doesn't look like a beef jerky doll.
Yeah, she does.
And see, you know, Democrats, they're such an occult. When you notice Nancy Pelosi is lying, saying, he was just my friend. He was just my escort. He doesn't have business dealings. And you have the two Democrats behind her just nodding their head like, yes, yes, that's right, yes. Just all propaganda agents. Just all phonies, all liars. Oh, I can't wait, folks. I tell you, I can't wait till these people are behind us. I can't wait till all this corruption is behind us. I can't wait. We don't have to deal with the likes of scum like the Pelosi's and the Bidens and the Merrick Garlands of the world. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, man, this country will flourish and prosper and innovate and take us into the future like our true destiny. That's our manifest destiny. That's what it is. But we got to get these crooks out of the way. We got to get these demon spawns out of our way. And the process, I believe, has begun because I think after this raid of Mar-a-Lago, I mean, the Republicans have Hunter Biden's laptop. They know everything that's on it, folks. I mean, they know. So I think they may be more inclined to actually do something now after what we saw. Now, Kevin McCarthy is still a squish. He's a joke. He made a nice Twitter post about Mar-a-Lago, but nothing else. Oh, but now apparently he sent out an email, guys. A Facebook message. Look out, guys. Kevin McCarthy's on the move. He sends a Facebook message to GOP colleagues. If you are an elected Republican and you are staying quiet while Democrats in Washington are abusing their power, you are the very reason they think they can get away with it. Now is the time to speak up and be loud. Thanks, Kevin. Where are you, by the way? What are you doing? You made a Twitter post and you sent a private Facebook message. You've done nothing. You suck. Hey, Kevin McCarthy, why don't you do something? Yeah. Paging the life. Is there any life in Kevin McCarthy? Is there any life? Is there any fight in Mitch McConnell? I think it's pretty clear at this point Mitch McConnell's just totally owned by the Communist Chinese. And what Kevin McCarthy is... maybe Frank Luntz's butt boy, I don't know. But hey, that's nice, Kevin. You made a nice tweet and you sent out a nice private message. Wow, you did it, Kevin. You saved us. Kevin McCarthy saved us, guys. Guys, we don't have to worry about deep state corruption now. Guys, Kevin McCarthy, he sent out a tweet. He sent out a private message. We've done it. Finally, Kevin McCarthy, guys. Yes, Kevin. Yes, thank you so much, Kevin, for nothing. Meanwhile, what are the Democrat sons of bitches up to? Listen to this one. This is Ed Markey. You know, you didn't think these people could get more arrogant. You didn't think these people could be more detached from reality. Listen to Ed Markey in clip 11.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payment.